Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have back District 3 Republican, the great state of Colorado. It's Lauren Boebert. Lauren, how are you?
I am doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on today.
I always appreciate having you on, and I appreciate your voice. I appreciate your backbone. I appreciate your steadfastness. It's funny. They always bring out some sort of picture of you holding a gun or something anytime you make a really good point on social media, which means that it's working. But more important than social media, obviously, is this debacle we're watching unfold in Afghanistan. 13 dead Americans, a commander-in-chief who is a puppet, who's obviously an empty suit. And you're saying we need to take action and do something about this because we're in dire straits. Right?
Absolutely, Joe. The time for blaming this on not enough applesauce and not enough naps is long overdue.
Yeah.
Where is the accountability here? So far, the only military person who's been let go of this disaster that we are seeing abroad is Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who called for more accountability. It's totally backwards, totally unacceptable. You know as well as I do, we do not leave Americans behind. We do not leave equipment behind. And any military personnel who leaves equipment behind in the past has been held personally liable for leaving those items and has to either pay for them or is demoted and put in a lesser rank. So where is the accountability here? Who is being held responsible for leaving Black Hawk helicopters behind, for leaving all of our night vision equipment behind? Joe, we own the night. The United States military owns the night. And now we have given that ability over to the Taliban, and our so-called commander-in-chief is negotiating with terrorists. Not even negotiating, Joe. He is taking commands from terrorists. Our military leaders, Miley and Austin, have to go.
Yeah.
Joe Biden has got to go. And Nancy and Kamala can follow him right out the dang door. Sleepy, sluggish Joe is the best thing, unfortunately, that has ever happened to the Taliban. His weakness is their strength, and our national security is at risk because of his incompetence, and we are losing American soldiers because of it also.
District 3 Republican, the great state of Colorado, it's Lauren Boebert. You know, when we saw this start to unfold, it was really hard to believe, and then when I started talking to military experts like you have, they said, I can't believe we're taking the military out first. This is exactly backward. I talked to former President Trump a week and a half ago. He said, Joe, this wasn't the plan, and he actually spelled out, this was my plan. The Taliban had to do this, 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 and this. They didn't do any of it, so we weren't leaving. We were not going to go anywhere until they did exactly what we said they had to do. And if they didn't do it, there would be consequences. Right now, we've got dead Afghans that helped us, dead Christians who happen to have an app on their phone. We have dead Americans now at checkpoints where the Taliban let ISIS-K get through a checkpoint. And we're hearing about locked gates where Americans can't even get into the airport. Lauren, how did we get here? How exactly does this decision get made without at least you guys in Congress having a voice? And why would we divert from the actual plan that Trump laid out and then try to blame him when it blows up in their faces?
You know, this is what we've seen this entire year, ever since these election results came about. And we had a new man installed into the White House in January. Everything has been a political decision. And they turn everything that President Trump did backwards. They turn it around and try to blame him for their faults. They try to overturn all of his policies. We see it with the southern border. We see it with our energy independence. We see it with the economy. We see it with our schools. Everything that he did, they want to overturn and install and start something new. And then when it fails, they want to turn it back on them,
right?
Back on him. We need leadership again. And Joe Biden needs to resign. I have called on him officially to resign. And if he refuses to resign, all options are on the table, whether that's the 25th Amendment or impeachment. All options are being considered to remove this president for the safety and security of our country. Nancy Pelosi needs to call the House back into session so we can vote on these things, so we can actually come together as a body and debate what is going on. I'm here in Washington, D.C. I'm not supposed to be here right now, Joe. I've flown in from Colorado. We are out of session, but other like-minded Republicans and myself are here, and we will be demanding that Nancy Pelosi call all members of Congress back into session and back to Washington, D.C.
And here's the thing. It's not politics. Obviously, it's not. we should be back in session because we're undergoing attacks every day. Afghanistan is melting. It's melting down. The Taliban are claiming victory when they shouldn't. We've got this ISIS-K that you and I had never heard of before 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. All of a sudden, the worst actors on the planet are there. Nancy Pelosi's doing fundraising events without masks on, as she tells everybody to wear a mask. It's very strange. So I agree with you. I love your vim and your vigor. But here's the problem. You're not in the majority. How do you make any of this stuff happen? How does the Senate make any of this happen? Of course this guy should be written up brought up on articles of impeachment. It's not going to happen. Of course he should resign. It's not going to happen. The 25th Amendment should happen, but it's not going to happen. So I love your energy, and I love that you want to get this done, and you're right to be in Washington. I applaud you. What can you really do, though? Anything?
Right now, we need to be putting pressure on every single Democrat and Republican to do something and to raise awareness about this, because this is what 2022 hinges on. We need to take our country back. We are seeing just the very beginning of what is taking place when we don't have control of our country, when we don't have secure borders, and when we don't have our enemies who fear us and allies who trust us. So right now, we need to be putting the pressure on them. And every Republican who is going to sit at home out of session and think that they could just kick back while all this is happening, know that there is very likely going to be a primary coming your way because Americans are fed up with people who do not take a stand for them. I am a perfect example of Republicans' worst nightmare. When you think you could just get to Congress and kick back and take it easy, there's someone else looking for your seat, and they don't need money to do it. They need enthusiasm, and they need to know that they have the will of the people. Joe, you protect what you love. And when Nancy Pelosi felt threatened, she brought 26,000 troops here in Washington, D.C. for her protection. When Joe Biden realized he had screwed up and we needed to remove our forces after getting our citizens out, he only sent 6,000 troops. Are you kidding me? This is an absolute disgrace. We need true leadership back in Washington, D.C. so America can be the exceptional country that it was always intended to be. We don't need to be hearing from the United States Central Command that all outlets of transportation are closed. That's what we're hearing today. And any American that is still in Afghanistan, it seems like this is the end and there is no hope. So we have to be putting that pressure on them to make sure we get our people out and America rises to number one again. And we have to do that by removing this failed leadership.
District 3 Republican, the great state of Colorado. It's Lauren Boebert. You know, what's interesting to me, and by the way, the website, go there right now, laurenforcolorado.com. What's interesting to me is that your answer was so good. It's not really about the Democrats. Every Republican needs to drop what he or she is doing, head their asses back to Washington, D.C., and go and demand that Democrats do the same thing. You just get a handful of Democrats in the House, and now you've got the power. You get one Democrat in the Senate, and now you have the power to actually make a difference. That's what I'm hearing from you. Are you getting any indication from other Republicans other than the ones that we can usually count on, like Gates or Marjorie Taylor Greene? Anybody else saying, yeah, we should all come back? You're right. Is leadership saying we should all come back and get it done? Because I think that will force the hands of some moderate Democrats who are afraid of losing their jobs.
So we have, as a conference, have been having these communications, and people that I didn't even know of are actually speaking up and saying, we have to do something. My base is saying, what are you going to do? They're done with flattery. They're done with words. They want action. And I know that Leader McCarthy has called on Nancy Pelosi to bring members of Congress back into Washington, D.C., and I hope that he continues to do that, because we need to be here working for the people to resolve this issue. If Nancy Pelosi can bring us back to start the process of spending trillions and trillions of dollars, we sure as hell can be brought back for this.
It's Lauren Boebert, District 3 Republican, great state of Colorado. Did you see the picture of Biden looking at his watch while the coffins were coming in? I mean, there's a disconnect here, Lauren, that I could never even have imagined. I lived through Jimmy Carter, horrible president, seemed to be a nice guy. Obama, maybe I'd have a beer with him, horrible president, bad decisions. This guy just isn't there. So let me ask you, which could be a loaded question, who's really running the country? Is it Obama? Is it Harris? Is it Pelosi? Is it Schumer? It's not Joe Biden. Who's pulling the strings? Do you know?
I think the answer to that is yes. There are a lot of these folks that are from the Obama administration who certainly have a play in what's going on. They have a hand in what's going on, and they're certainly in more control right now than the so-called commander-in-chief.
Right.
You know, it was actually hearing a story of a couple of folks talking, and someone referred to Joe Biden and said, you know, I just hope that our president would take a stand. And she said, oh, well, how gracious of you to call him your president. I do not receive that. So, you know, this is what we're seeing right now. We see other people taking the lead, and he's very blatantly telling reporters on a regular basis what he is instructed to do and yeah. what not to do. The signal goes blank, the microphones get cut off, and of course he turns his back on the American people time and time again. It is disgraceful, and this man needs to be removed from office immediately.
I want those who are watching and listening to understand, this isn't just you saying it. This is Joe Biden saying, they have given me a list of who to call on. Joe right. Biden saying, I can't answer yeah. that question, I might get in trouble. Joe Biden saying, I was told not to answer the question, I'll try to take one. He was asked about Afghanistan yesterday and said, I'm not talking about that, and walked away. I mean, you've got a guy who is so extremely controlled. Look, I don't mind if you've got some numbers on a piece of paper you got to read off of. I mean, that's mm-hmm. fine. You have to refer right. to something. He's reading everything he's saying. Somebody says Afghanistan, he takes out the Afghanistan card, reads what he's supposed to say. I mean, here's a guy who's not in charge of anything.
He's not talking about Afghanistan today.
Right. I mean, how can you not? I mean, we've got Americans actively dying and actively right. trying to get people out. One last question, and you know this answer better than I because I'm not in Congress. Can members of Congress do anything to fix the situation in Afghanistan, or is it only on the shoulders of the commander-in-chief? Can you guys not do anything?
There's been a lot of work done by members of Congress who have been working around the State Department. And of course, we've seen citizens and organizations take a step to get people out
right.
of Afghanistan. I'm meeting with a group of great constitutionalists tonight, and we are going to continue to strategize to see what we can effectively do, because someone has to do something, and Joe Biden certainly isn't the one to do it.
It is Lauren Boebert, District 3 Republican, the great state of Colorado. We always appreciate the time and the access. I love your voice. I love how hard you work. And I love that you have Twitter in a tizzy just because you're on there. If they hate you, Lauren, you're doing the job right. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. God bless you.
We'll have you back. God bless you back. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.